Isaiah chapter 14. But the Lord will have compassion on Jacob, and will again choose Israel, and set them in their own land. The foreigners will join with them, and they will attach themselves to the house of Jacob. The nations will take them, and bring them to their place. The house of Israel will possess them, for servants and for handmaids in the land of the Lord. They will take captive those who were their captors, and they will rule over their oppressors. On the day the Lord will give relief from your sorrow, and from your trouble, and from the hard labor you were forced to serve. You should take up this taunt against the king of Babylon, and say, "How the oppressor has ended! How his fury has ceased! The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, that struck down the peoples in wrath with relentless blows, that ruled the nation in anger with unrestrained aggression. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. The cypress trees rejoice over you, the cedars of Lebanon saying, 'Since you were laid low, no woodcutter comes up against us.' Sheol from beneath is excited to meet you at your coming. It rouses the spirits of the dead to greet you, all the leaders of the earth. It raises up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. They will respond and say, 'You too have become weak as we are. You have become like us. Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, so also the sound of your harps. The maggots spread like a bed under you, and worms cover you. How you are fallen from heaven, O shining star, son of the morning! How you are cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low! You said in your heart, 'I will ascend into heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the assembly, on the distant slopes of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.' Yet you will be brought down to Sheol, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you will gape at you. They will ponder over you, saying, 'Is this the one who made the earth tremble and shook kingdoms? Who made the world like a desert and overthrew its cities? Who would not release his prisoners to go home? All the kings of the nations, all of them rest in glory, each one in his own tomb. But you are thrown out of your sepulchre like a deplorable branch, clothed with the slain who are thrust through with the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit, like a corpse trampled underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land. You have killed your people. The descendants of evildoers will never be mentioned again. Get ready to slaughter his children for the sins of their fathers. They must never rise up and possess the earth and fill the face of the world with cities. I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts, and cut off the memory of Babylon and its survivors, its offspring and posterity, says the Lord. I will turn it into a possession of owls and pools of marshy water. I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, declares the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts has sworn, 'Surely, just as I have intended, so it will be. Just as I have planned, it will happen. I will break the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains trample him underfoot. Then his yoke will be removed from off my people, and his burden pulled off their shoulders. This is the plan devised against the whole earth. This is the hand that is stretched out over the nations. For the Lord of hosts has planned. Who can annul it? His hand is stretched out. Who can turn back?' In the year that King Ahaz died, this oracle was given: 'Do not rejoice, all you Philistines, because the rod that struck you is broken. For out of that serpent's root will come a more poisonous viper, and his fruit will be a fiery serpent. The firstborn of the poor will graze in pasture, and the needy will lie down in safety. But I will kill your root with famine. It will slay even your remnant which survived. Wail, O gate! Cry, O city! You are melted away, O Philistia, all of you. For out of the north comes smoke. There is not a single straggler in its ranks. What will one answer the messengers of this nation? The Lord has founded Zion, and in her the oppressed of his people will find refuge. Isaiah chapter 14.